Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While we often hear news about large companies and even governments getting their computer systems hacked, our next guest says that, in fact, small and medium-sized companies are more likely to be targets for cyber thieves because these businesses tend to not invest in the additional monitoring and security that large businesses do. Kimiko Myers is owner of the Columbia, South Carolina franchise of Team Logic IT. Today he's in our studio. Kimiko, welcome.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
First of all, give us a brief history and overview how you got into this business and what does Team Logic IT actually do?
Sure. So, Mike, I mean, from the point that, you know, I was a young kid, I've been interested in computers and in technology throughout high school, college, you know, throughout my career. I've always worked with technology. Team Logic IT, as you mentioned, we're actually a nationwide network of IT service providers. We currently have 130 locations nationwide, with our two South Carolina locations being in Greenville and here in Columbia. We provide primarily for small and medium-sized businesses, computer support services, network and network security services, business continuity, web development, and consulting services.
What are some common small business cybersecurity myths that you've run into?
One of the most common, Mike, is the fact that, you know, because they are a small business, they think, well, hey, I'm small. Why would anyone want to bother me? But actually, the fact that they are small makes many small businesses prime targets. Small businesses really don't have the millions of dollars that a larger organization would have to invest in the necessary cybersecurity needs. And so you'll find that many small businesses will typically either invest very little time and money into securing the organizations, or in many cases, not spend much time or money at all, and just leaving their organizations wide open to attack. Another is the fact that many small businesses believe that, you know, hey, because I'm small, I really don't have any data or information that a hacker would want. And you know, again, many hackers target small businesses not necessarily because of the information that they have, but because of access that they may have to larger organizations. If many folks remember the Target breach back in 2013, 2014, now, this hack, many folks don't know, didn't occur by a hacker actually breaking through Target security. What happened instead was a small HVAC company that provided services to Target was hacked. One of their techs, actually, while on-site at Target, had a laptop, accessed Target's Wi-Fi. The hacker who hacked the HVAC company was able to then access Target's network. So you'll find a number of examples like this. So it's not necessarily, I'm small, no one wants to hack me because of my size. I mean, they may want to take advantage of relationships that you have with other vendors, kind of use you to get to those other vendors.
You mentioned that one reason small businesses are not taking these steps could be the expense of it.
Right.
Is it costly for a small business to protect themselves?
Honestly, no, it's not. I mean, you know, there's some things that as a small business, as an organization, you'll want to do to protect yourself that, you know, there will be costs. But there are a number of things that you can do that, you know, really there's no cost. For example, probably the number one step that you can take is to make sure that updates to the operating system takes place. So another thing is just having knowledge around what to look out for in terms of potential hacks to your organization. Many folks may have heard of phishing, receiving an email from someone pretending to be someone else. If you just train your staff to know what to look out for, I mean, you know, those are two major steps that, you know, that any organization can take just to make sure that the organization is protected. It's really an approach, a layered approach, a process. So antivirus, every workstation, every laptop, every desktop, every iPad should have some form of antivirus installed on it. And you should also have within your organization a piece of hardware that's called a firewall. A firewall essentially blocks traffic from accessing your internal network. So on the outside of the firewall is the internet. On the inside of the firewall is your network. You can get an IT professional to help you to program that firewall, but essentially that firewall is like a traffic cop, and it determines what can and cannot enter and exit your network. So if you take those steps, you can really lessen the likelihood that your organization could be hacked.
Well, Kimiko, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thanks again, Mike.
Kimiko Myers is owner of the Columbia, South Carolina franchise of Team Logic IT. We'll have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.